الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله دي اسلام بدن views of Madani channel. Once again, we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the shining stars of the ummah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, last silsila, last episode, we discussed about Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. Now, inshallah, so today we're going to discuss the third khalifa of Islam, third khalifa from the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the righteous companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Hassan Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala said, I pray to Allah azza wa jalla to see Sayyidina Abu Saleh Muazzin in my dream. My dua was answered, and I saw him in a dream in a very good condition. I inquired, O Abu Saleh, tell me something about you. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, I would have been destroyed if I had not recited durood salawat upon the most beloved and blessed Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وَعَلَىٰ أَلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَحْبِيبَ اللَّهِ. My dear Islamic brethren, we should also make intention to recite maximum amount of salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah azza wa jalla, durud-e paak will be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah azza wa jalla, in the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah inshallah. My dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today we are talking about Amir al-Mu'mineen, the third Khalifa of Islam, who is amongst the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the most righteous companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, the Islamic brethren, as the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the most superior and the most virtuous amongst all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Similarly, the blessed companions, we are talking about the Khulafa'i Rashideen, they are superior amongst all the Sahaba'i Kiram alayhim ridwan, meaning the companions belonging to the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly, they are the rightly guided successors and the most superior to all the blessed companions. All four Khulafa'i Rashideen, they are the rightly guided successors of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanAllah azza wa jalla, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala is the third Khalifa of Islam. Today we will listen inshallah azza wa jalla about the dignity and the honor of this great personality, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in both times, meaning the times of pre-Islamic period and subhanAllah azza wa jalla, and as well as when Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala became a Muslim. Before the advent of Islam, before becoming a Muslim, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known as Abu Amr. And also in the age of ignorance, my dear Islamic and views of Madani channel, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was regarded amongst the noble and honorable figures amongst the community. Amongst his tribe, before embracing Islam, already he built up his titles. He already built up his character. He already built up his piety. He already built up his softness. He already built up his love towards mankind. And subhanAllah, it seemed as though these qualities, these powerful and great qualities, his character and mannerism, and his majestic eminence, it was as though it was already pre-planned. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala lived a very simple life. Views of Madani Channel. Can you imagine with all the richness, inshallah, as we are discussing about the greatness of this personality, we'll be discussing about his generosity. Allahu Akbar. You realize that how simple and how generous was Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. And also he was a true example of modesty and shyness. He had the highest levels of haya. Yes, views of Madinah Sharam. And he was very handsome radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was very handsome. And subhanAllah, he had a very impressive personality, views of Madinah Sharam. His height was medium and he was handsome and lovely. And he had a pinkish, white-colored, glowing complexion skin. Pinkish, white-colored, glowing complexion skin. SubhanAllah. He had large cheeks with long ears and beaming, nurani, bright, shining teeth. Sayyidina Usman Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala, had a very broad chest with wide shoulders, with a distance between shoulders, strong and impressive calves. Rather long arms, curly long hair on his blessed head in the conformity with the sunnah, hanging below the ears with the beautiful sunnah of the beautiful Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much of, subhanAllah wa jalla, so much of beauty our Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala had, mashallah. Thin skin covered with golden hair. Allahu Akbar. But Islam, having such a handsome and awe-inspiring personality, so Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was a man of modesty and haya, shyness. We listen to all these beautiful characteristics and beauties and different appearances, and subhanAllah, the beauties, the beautiful character and excellences of this great personality. We try to picture Allahu Akbar. Mind cannot comprehend the beauty of this greatest of personalities, the third Khalifa of Islam, Usman Ghani, Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. And also, all the Sahaba Ikram, Ali Midwan, mashallah, they emulated the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. He's eating, drinking, walking, talking, sleeping, all the habits of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam, they used to emulate, they used to follow. We should also try, our views of Madani Channel, if Sahaba Ikram alayhi Ridwan, they used to also emulate the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, we also should try to emulate. SubhanAllah, if you see this white, beautiful clothes, mashallah, the white cloth is the beautiful sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. Imam al-Sharif, keeping long hair according to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Growing a fistful beard according to sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Applying surma on your eyes, applying oil on your head according to the sunnah. And thus, if you keep all these practical examples of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam into your daily life, meaning following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. So imagine, views of Madinah Channel, your each and every moment of the day will be recorded as in following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. The first title of this greatest of personalities, third Khalifa of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, they used to call him Zun Nurain. Allahu Akbar. What it means? Allahu Akbar. It means the possessor of two noors. Views of Madinah Channel. Possessor of two noors. He radiallahu ta'ala is known as Zun Nurain, possessor of two noors, because why? Because the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave two of his blessed and honorable blessed daughters in the hand in marriage وحضرت سيدنا عثمان غني رضي الله تعالى عنه. First was سيدة رقية رضي الله تعالى عنها and سيدة أم كلثوم رضي الله تعالى عنها. So it's for this reason it's called زنورين. That's why على حضرت إمام أهل السنة الشاه إمام أحمد رضا خان عليه رحمة الرحمن says نور کی سرکار سے پایا تو شعلہ نور کا نور کی سرکار سے پایا تو شعلہ نور کا ہو مبارک تم کو زنور نجوڑا نور کا ہو مبارک تم کو زنور نجورا نور کا صلو علی نبی صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد meaning from the authority of the نور. Who is the authority? Mine and yours and the universal beloved رسول علیہ السلام علی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان علی رحمت الرحمنی says from the authority of the نور صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم you get two sheets of نور رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. اللہ اکبر. You get two beautiful blessed daughters from the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. O Zin Nurain, the possessor of the two noors, congratulations to you. You attained a pair, not one, a pair of noors. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatum wa salamu alayka. Ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. My dear Islam brethren, in views of Madani channel, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he linked to the family of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah azawajal, in physical and in blood and in form of nur, in the blessed blood, in the blessed form of blessed nur of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the blessed daughters of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah azawajal, he got the title Zin Nurain, and may Allah azawajal shower special mercy upon us to the sadaqah of this great personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani Zin Nurain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And also another beautiful title. Yes, all titles, subhanallah, that are granted to these greatest of personalities are beautiful, views of Madani channel. Subhanallah, the Jami'ul Quran, the compiler of the Holy Quran, views of Madani channel. If you are seated out there today and you do not know the history of Islam, subhanallah, if these blessed pages or the blessed scrolls of Quran and Majid was written by blessed Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, subhanallah azza wa jal, our Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala and who he compiled all these scrolls, all these pages in different forms, put them together, and subhanallah azza wa jal, he compiled the Quran, put them together from page to page, from scroll to scroll, and made them in the form of books. And subhanallah azza wa jal, one of these remarkable titles, we're going to discuss about it. And it's a magnificent service to the compiling and the safeguarding of the glorious Quran, meaning the word of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Kalamullah is Jami al-Quran. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, with the consultation of Hazrat Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, had collected all the manuscripts of the glorious Quran from various places during his period of ruling. So they collected everything and put it together. And subhanallah azza wa jal. But still three types of activities were left to be carried out. First of all the texts are to be copied into one manuscript. All the text of the verses of Quran to be copied and put into one manuscript. Then sending copies of the same manuscript to all the big cities of all the Islamic countries. And lastly, to instruct all the countries and all the Muslims out there to recite the Quran in the accent of the Quraysh accent. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla chose who to do this. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, they collected everything together. Subhanallah, all the blessed scrolls and pages, and was handed over to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala to carry out this blessed action. And the compilation of the glorious Quran was accomplished according to the divine pledge. It is for this reason that Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known as Jami al-Quran, the compiler of the Holy Quran. So, viewers of Madani channel, today we learned something. I'm sure that many of us out there, if we do not know the history, and maybe we not had the fortune, good fortune to go to madrasas and to learn or to speak, to sit in company of the ulama ikram, we should go to madrasas. And we should sit in company of the pious and the ulama ikram and learned scholars and learn about this thing. But unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances today, people are so busy in the world. They're so busy in their own life. So there's a chance for you that you're watching Madani Channel at this moment, and you know the compiler of Quran. Now maybe we have this Arabic terminology, Jami al-Quran, especially here in khutbah. The khutbah of Allah Hazrat, Imam Al-Sunnah Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, when he calls on the blessed name of Sayyidina Usman Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala, and he calls him Jami al-Quran. Also Zin Nurain, the possessor of two nurs. So we hear this thing in the khutbah, and we wonder, what is it all about? Today, we have a chance to learn. This is what Madani Channel is all about, views of Madani Channel. It's learning and teaching. I'm sitting, I'm learning. And subhanAllah, I'm carrying out the message as the beloved Rasul said, Ballighu anni walau ayah, convey from my side, even if it's just one verse. SubhanAllah. So now we know where the first Quran was compiled, and we know how it was compiled, and who compiled it, and who granted the duties to Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala. May Allah make us all the lovers of Quran. Yes, views of Madani Channel. Because these blessed personalities put it together. Today, whose benefit is this? SubhanAllah. The Quran in Majid, the Kalam of Allah. Kalam Allah, north, south, east, or west you go, throughout the dunya. SubhanAllah. When we look at the compiled Quran, SubhanAllah. Of course, it has been printed again and again and again and again. Maybe one went to each Muslim country, then went from there to one, each to each city, and from one city to another town, and from another town to another town. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make us the lovers of Quran. And make Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make us Aashiqe Jami al-Quran, Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Inshallah, as the silsila is going, we're going to be discussing more about these beautiful personalities. Allahu Akbar. And we're going to continue, inshallah, with Shani Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala show his special mercy upon us. And in order to learn more about the shans of Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan, especially Khulafa'i Rashideen. And Ashra Mubashara, those who got the glad tidings for Jannah whilst walking with their blessed feet on the dunya, then you have to watch these type of silsilas and keep connected to Madani Channel. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. These type of programs, inshallah tabarakatuh, will engulf our hearts with the love of Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan, inshallah tabarakatuh. It will keep built up in our hearts the extreme respect and love for Sahaba Ikram alayhi Ridwan, especially Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and all Sahaba Ikram alayhi Ridwan, inshallah azza wa jal. Keep watching Madani Channel, keep attending the ijtima'at of Dawson, wherever you are in the world. Allah Ta'ala shower his special mercy upon each and everyone through the sadaqah of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahami, ay da'wat islami, teri doom machi ho. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. The shining stars of the moon.